ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th chapter and 17th chapter. Especially we are hearing after Kalya Leela. Sukadeva Goswami want to describe another Leela, how Krishna, out of his godless mercy, he protected Brajvasis. The Brajvasis, they are complete dependent souls. Nature of a pure devotee, we can say. The significance of pure devotees. Their surrender souls, natural surrenderness. Not artificial, not partial, not conditional. Natural surrenderness. When someone naturally surrender at lotus feet of Guru and Krishna, then he is eligible to realize about spiritual topics. Because from time in immemorial, soul is individual. He have no chance to follow or to surrender at lotus feet of super soul. It is not one day, 2 days factor, 2 years or 2 lives. How many lives soul is captured by mind, senses and through body. And he is just maintaining his individuality. Soul is maintaining his individuality from time in immemorial. So independent nature is very prominent and is always acting under influence of mind. Even intelligent. The intelligent is just following mind. Intelligent is polluted with material thoughts. Material intelligent. Intelligent, mind, senses. And although soul, just by changing his body from one body to another body, one body to another body, by changing his different bodies, but he is thinking himself that I am body. And surrender at lotus feet of super soul. He want, but he is now under influence, under, how can you say, under the power of mind, senses, intelligence. They are not allowing, they are not cooperating. And pure devotees means, by blessing, by Guru Krishna's blessing, by Sadhu Guru's blessings, by developing a pure desire mood, by developing this pure desire mood, he want to surpass all steps. Like, he don't want to stay under influence of mind or senses or body. He want to direct, he want to surrender at lotus feet of super soul. A pure devotee is by the blessings of Sadhu Guru and by the special blessings from Krishna. This is the natural tendency, surrenderness. Arthi or Dharthis, there we can say they're artificial, they're surrender. For conditional, not artificial, conditional. So there's some distress, they want some money, they have some problems. So for that purpose, they're surrendered at lotus feet of Guru and Krishna. Although it is not condemned, they're past persons, but known. Not this, we can't say this is natural surrenderness. Natural surrenderness depend on love. Dependent love. Without love, you can develop natural surrenderness. Yes, you see, always mind senses. They're searching their own happiness. They have their own ideas, own projects, mind and senses. Then, even real devotees, what to speak about common people? What to speak of common people? We are devotees. You just realize where our mind, within 24 hours, where our mind is staying, what is thinking?
Yes.
So, without love, surrender at lotus feet of Guru and Krishna, naturally surrender. Very difficult. And we came to Krishna consciousness to develop this love. But mind, senses, they're not allowing us. They're not allowing. They have their self ideas, self-intelligence, you can say, selfishness. They want only mind and senses, they want only sense that their gratifications, materialism. Beside. That is their happiness. So when we naturally surrender, then we feel protection of Guru and Krishna. Guru and Krishna's protection is always there. They came from spiritual world. For what purpose? Why they came here? Why they came here? And we are praying, Pranay Karunya Ghana Ganantum Sansara Dava Nala Nila Loka. But still we are suffering. We are praying. In every Mangala Arati we are praying. Or by whose blessings we can extinguish our fire, blazing fire of this material world. We are praying but we are not realizing. Not realizing. This is a fact by only by Guru's force it is possible. We are so fallen, you see. Personally, we have relationship with Guru. Personally, we are hearing from Guru. Personally, we have some relationship with Guru, but still affection is not coming. Even affection is there, it is conditional, not natural. Yes, his mind, senses not allowing. And someone asking to, today I was preparing this clip, someone asking to Gurudev. Gurudev said, yes, many people are fighting with each other to know one thing. What is Prabhupada's sorrow? Whether Prabhupada, he was in conjugal mellow or parental mellow or friendship mellow. And many, Prabhupada even, he is mentioned even in other waters, they are giving different opinions. About Prabhupada. Prabhupada is in that mellow, in that Gurudev said, no. Gurudev said, yeah, one of my godbrother, he came to me. But I don't know whether you understand or not. But I said, secretly I want to discuss these things. I don't want to discuss my Gurudev Suru in front of everyone. No. It is not understoodable by common persons. Okay, if you are asking, Gurudev said, if you are asking, then I can explain. Then Gurudev said, secretly, I just explained. But lastly, I said, Maharaj, yes, Prabhupada disciple, yes, Maharaj. Maharaj, still you have to pray to Prabhupada. If you pray to Prabhupada, if you pray to Guru, then Guru will reveal his sorrow. Guru will reveal his sorrow. So, we want natural affection, natural surrenderness. That has come by spiritual realization, by spiritual realization. Unless by Guru Krishna's blessings, some realization, spiritual realization will not come. How many days we have to train our mind through instructions? Guru is Krishna's own man, Guru is Krishna's own man, Guru is. How many times, like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, in outside we are worshipping Guru with many paraphernalias and glorifying Guru, you can say in a big mouth. But inside we are bargaining. We are bargaining. You understand? We are bargaining the value, like you are going to market, you are bargaining with the vegetables. We are bargaining with vegetables. But inside, our intelligence is always bargaining with Guru. Guru's statement, Guru's ideas, we are bargaining. What is Gurudev saying? This is not. Always bargaining. Many times, although Gurudev used to say, many times Shastras forbidden. Don't see.
don't calculate, don't estimate. Guru as an ordinary human being, Gurudev used to say, all the Shastra forbidden many times, but still a conditioned soul's nature he want to measure. His nature is to measure everyone. You see, whenever you have friendship, always we want to measure how he is. We don't want to measure ourselves. Who I am. We don't want to measure ourselves. How deep water we are. Who knows? But our nature, we always want to measure others. This is our condition. Gurudev said, when my godbrother said these things, he was Maharaj. I said, okay, Maharaj, I can explain, but secretly. But after these things, still you have to pray to Prabhupada. If Prabhupada will reveal his swarup, then you can. Yes. This is not a intelligent. It's when, how can you say, the knowledge, when it revealed, it touched your senses. It touched your intelligence. Because knowledge is not revealed. You can understand, oh, this is knowledge, this is knowledge. But spiritual things, spiritual positions, and when Guru revealed, and even Guru revealed, if you are not in that position, you can't see. Yes. Sun is always there. But to see sun, you have to open your eye. Spiritual things, all these are, you know, these are, we are always translating in English, we are saying potency. Spiritual potency. Potency means? Huh? This is a potency. It is gross form or subtle form? Potency is gross form or subtle form? Like you are eating rice, but potency is coming, energy is coming. It is in gross form or subtle form? How in subtle form it is, you see, how it is, body just digesting everything and turns to energy. In gross form you are working, but in subtle form this potency is creating, but you don't know. We don't know how energy is just coming, how, you see, how many varieties of hairs you have. Here one variety of hair, here another, eyebrow another. You see, soft teeth, for every part, some potency is required, energy is required, from rice, from dal, from sabji. How? This is Krishna. It's measuring every part. We don't know, only we are eating. But how digestion is happening, how energy Krishna is supplying, we don't know. This is potency war. Potency is a matter of realization. Gross form only we are seeing in gross form. You understand? Gross form means when we are working, when we are thinking, oh, I am weak, I am now tired, then we are realizing, I don't have more energy. But how energy is producing, in which way, we don't know. Only we are eating. As like same things. This mercy potency, we said mercy proper used to always transcribe mercy potency. Spiritual potency. Yes. Unless this descended, unless it worked. And spiritual things, all the spiritual matters, sometimes it looks like, for a common devotee, sometimes it looks like speculation, sometimes it looks like imagination. Sometimes it looks like beyond our intelligence, and sometimes it looks like impossible, and sometimes we are saying this is not fact. Yes? Because these are potencies. And more we surrender, Bhaktivinoda Prabhu, this is Prabhu Jagadananda Pandit. I said in one lecture here, Maya ke pichane rakhi Krishna paane chaar, bhajite bhajite, Krishna Pada Padma Pada. Maya is now in front. We are in back. Yes. You see, we have experience how Maya is working, but we don't have experience how Krishna's energy, Maya, how it's working. how it is controlling our senses, how he is diverting our mind, that experience we have. We have or not, but we don't have this experience, how the spiritual potency is working. Because we have experience, you see, how Maya attracting us, we don't know. How Maya attracting, how this Maya is powerful, that realization we have. But we don't have realization of spiritual things. There Gurudev used to say, you just chant first, when you become more advanced, everything will reveal to you. By the mercy of holy name, by the mercy of Gaur Nityananda. Now we just continue. Gurudev saying, don't be fed up. Don't develop pessimism. Just continue. Because this is spiritual field. Surrender. What is surrender? If I will ask someone, what is surrender? We are only saying, oh, I am surrender. What is surrender? Surrender means, now you can't keep your individuality. You surrender. Like a servant. We don't have individuality. Master said, oh, you have to see it. Yes, yes. He can't maintain individuality nature. This is surrender. Surrender in a day. This whole process is called a surrender process. You understand? Whole process. And surrender completed at premises. Yes. Nagani apana dukha sabhe vanchi. Nagani apana sukha sabhe vanchi tava sukha. Like other answer. I don't want my happiness. Surrender different degrees of surrenders. Degrees of surrender. Our surrender. How much degrees? Only Krishna knows. Who knows? Krishna only knows. How much surrender at Krishna's lotus feet? The degrees of surrender, percentage of surrender. Yes. And for the Brajavasis, like we are hearing. Year 22, the residents of Vrindavan, 23. Vrindavan's resident said, Krishna, Krishna, O Lord of all opulence, O Ramaha, possessor of unlimited power, this most terrible fire is about to devour us, your devotees. Yes. And next, O Lord, we are your true friends and devotees. Please protect us from this insurmountable fire of death. We can never give up your lotus feet, which drive away all fears. Yes. This is called complete surrender, natural surrender. Yes. Not maintaining individuality. They're not trying anything. Totally different. 100% dependent on Guru and Krishna. And Krishna one. When Krishna said Sarva Dharman Paritej, that indicating these things. Don't maintain your individual mind, But you see, this mood is not coming. Huh? No. This mood is not coming. Why this mood is not coming? Another question. We know if you surrender at lotus feet of Krishna, we can solve all our problems. Simple process. You just surrender, you can achieve everything. But why this mood is not coming? No, intelligent is there. Mind is there. Intelligent always, we are suffering when facing so many problems. Spiritual, material problems, many hindrances in our life. But you know, what happening? Whenever something is coming, our intelligence is working. When intelligent fail, we have no hope, then we try to surrender. Yes. We are trying our best to solve problem by ourselves. This is nature of the conditions. You don't think surrender is easy. No. Not easy. Maybe 10%, 5% surrender. Yeah, like Gurudev used to say, Acharyas used to giving this example. What about Draupadi? She was praying to Krishna, please, you help me. Dushyanta wants to nag at me. She was praying, what? Trying. She was praying for help, but trying to save herself. This is our condition. We are praying, Krishna help me, and also try to save ourselves. What is that? That is surrender? Parsya. Yes. Your understanding is 100% perfect. Parsya. Parsya. Partial means Krishna at that time. You are partial, Krishna is also partial. Krishna is also partial. Okay. He was hearing when Drupadi was piteously crying and wants help. She was, Krishna was, when she was praying, Krishna was hearing, but not reciprocating. We are praying, but same time we want to try to save ourselves. What is that? Did not surrender. That did not surrender. That did not surrender. We have to try, but for what purpose? You understand? We have to try. For what purpose? Just to please Guru and Krishna. Not, we should not try anything for ourselves. That is complete surrenderness. How to keep this body? How to keep money? How to keep my body fit? For different devotees are different level of devotees. Prabhupada giving different instructions. Different devotees. Yes. But it is not, we can say this is standard. Your level is like that. So Guru instructing according to your level. Suppose you are weak. Every day you have to perform some exercise. Guru is saying, okay, morning exercise is good. It is good for you. It does not mean it is common for everyone. So according to time, place and circumstances, acharyas are giving different instructions. So unless we give up all sort of responsibilities, thoughts, our efforts, control, yes, control. Control. Surrender will not complete. Yes. you are our friends, you are our relatives. Gurujivas is saying, you are only our protectors. We are devotees and we are your. This book. Surrender is, it is a matter of when we have separate desires, how can you surrender? Do you understand? Now materially competition is now turns to spiritual competition. You understand or not? In materially, when we are studying in university, we are holding different posts, PhDs, all these things. What at that time we want to establish ourselves in material sphere. We want to establish ourselves in material sphere, but in spiritual field. This is not our philosophy. We have to establish ourselves in spiritual sphere. Then it is not surrender also. You will try always. Okay, how can I establish myself? I'll become preacher, I'll become sannyasi, I'll become like that, I'll become like that. That means you are making some plan to establish yourself in a spiritual field. Yes. Many times, when I'm saying many devotees misunderstood. No plan, no project. They say, Maharaj, we have no plan, no project. You understand? We should not make any some plan for preaching, for Krishna. I said, if Krishna want, let you become my servant. You become my, like, instrument in my hand. Then plan will come from Krishna. At that time, if you are a surrender, your plan is Krishna's plan. Prabhupada made, they're just giving it. Prabhupada made this plan, that people. What? Don't compare yourself. Don't compare yourself with acharyas. You cannot copy, you know, we call it copy. Dubbing, huh? Yeah, dubbing. You know dubbing? Yeah. Like you are singing, I'm just dubbing. Copying, imitating your tune. This is called dubbing. This is not spiritual. They're not preparing. And their plan and projects is not their plan and project. This is Krishna's plan and Krishna's project. Yes. And it, yeah, this is topmost. We are discussing the topmost is surrender means Krishna, I am your, like Vajvasi is saying. I'm your. It is up to you. Whether you save me, or you allow me, I live in this world, or I will struggle, it is up to you. It is up to you. This is surrender. Yeah. Maravira kavi jo icha tomar nitya dasa prati toya adhikar. I am your eternal servant. Whether you want, if you want, you just allow me to live in this world, or you want, you may give me. Yes. This is surrender. Oh. Spiritual things actually reveal Holy Name's glories, Deity's glories, Sadhu's glories, Bhagavatam glories. Spiritual paraphernalia glories will reveal to you according to your percentage of surrender. Yes. If you 10% surrender, then 10%, how can I say, revelation will come. Yes. It's fact. Same verse. Like Sarvadharman Paritejya. What realization you have, what lesson Pahuji have, what lesson I have, according to our surrender to the divine. What is Sarvadharman Paritejya? When we are saying Sarvadharman Paritejya, at that time including Dehadharma also. Bodily necessities. Mind, everything. Then Krishna will protect you. Krishna will protect you. Yes. And we are discussing like Draupadi's. We are discussing these things. She was trying and praying. This is good. This is good. You are trying to save yourself and also praying. No, no, don't try. Try to get mercy. Try to please Guru and Krishna. Try for that purpose. Don't try. Therefore, she was praying, and all. You know, when she was shouting and praying, where is Krishna? Where is Dwarkavasi? Please save me from Dushasana. When she was loudly shouting and crying, everyone stuck, wonder, stuck. Everyone knows Draupadi, she was very devoted, but why such help is not coming? Because in one hand, she wants help, and in one hand, she wants to save herself. This is our position. Not two hands. Therefore, our process, two hands. Not one hand. And she wants to save herself from the clutch of Dushasana. This is not surrender. Krishna don't like this thing. Therefore, Krishna not helping. Krishna don't like. Just go to one side. Just go to one side. You understand? Don't pray to Krishna and just enjoy Maya. And if you want to pray to Krishna, pray like that. Then you can know who is Krishna. Then you can know who is Krishna. Otherwise, whole life you may chant. The realization will not come. And Krishna is very tricky, you know. Oh, he's very tricky. He is very strict, and he is very, you can say, he is a lover, and he wants your clean heart, clean mind, and he wants only one thing. Always, you should surrender at my lotus feet. If you don't follow this principle, I will make you, I have three cards. Three karma cooked, but I will make you totally bend, I will finish your life. Yeah, this is Krishna's policy. You see, you have your own nature, I have my own nature. I have my own food, you have your own food. Every individual soul have individual choice, individual nature, individual opinion, individual status. Then Krishna, what about Krishna? You have some individual nature. as a supreme. He wants to protect everyone, but his nature, surrender. Unconditional. Unconditional. Therefore, when Arjuna wants to surrender at lotus feet of Krishna, Krishna said, Vishwanathacharya Thakur is giving these commentaries. Sishyate amsa adimam tvam prapannam. He said, why you want to be my disciple? Because before we are a friend. A friend can't become a disciple. You cannot put unflinching faith on my word. Better you just approach Vyasa. So many saints, Parasaras, their central persons are there. Why not you approaching him? He said, no, no one can cut my mind out. And no one can give me surety. You understand? Guarantee. And no one can guide me in perfect way. What to do? But this is a critical situation. Whether because in one side, all my thoughts are coming. How Duryodhana? He already created problems for us. And in another side, I use consequence. What will happen? The consequence after this fighting. What will happen in future? You understand? He was comparing past with future. Forgetting the present. This is a problem. Not for Arjuna. This is a common problem for a conditioned soul. Even for a problem for a devotee. We are always comparing. We are remembering past histories and thinking about future. But forgetting about present. This is the problem. Therefore, Guru is required. You are thinking about the future. What will happen? What will happen? What will, like Arjuna saying, okay. Once, if we win, we will kill Duryodhana, all became widow. What will happen? You see, you are not thinking about present. You are thinking about future. And when you are thinking about future, delusion is coming. Bewildered. And when you are thinking about past, lamentation is coming. No, I have to fight. And when you see the consequence, it is different. Therefore, he said, no, I want you as Guru. Although you are my friend, I have been in a very tedious situation, complex situation. Yes, no one can solve my problems. Nishitam bruhitaname, what is there? Nishitam, my can say? For sure. Yes. They have to say, what is best for me? Krishna said, yes. What is his surety? Past is started his preaching. Anusuchyanam, what is the beginning? Asuchyanam, Anusuchyanam, Pradgyavadas Chavasate. Actually, you are a rascal number one, fool number one, but you are speaking like a learner. This is Krishna's preaching style. His own style, own nature. Own nature. Krishna is very humble and very love. You can say very soft-hearted. But he wants one thing. He likes if you surrender. Yeah. He's very good. You cannot compare his post, his position, his supreme personality of Godhead. But he gives everything. He gives everything. He gives everything to surrender souls. In this material world, if someone have opulent, if someone have knowledge, he wants to control everyone. Huh? But Krishna, he have everything, but he says, no, please you control me. This is Krishna's nature. It's Krishna's nature. No one wants, even you don't want, I don't want. None of us want, let someone should control me. But Krishna wants, everyone should control me. I like. Krishna like. But who can control me? Who is surrender 100% at my lotus feet. He has power to control me. Yes. Yes. You know, Prabhupada, they are sowing a little makan. How can I say butter? Sowing little butter. And for 1 hour they are saying to Krishna, Krishna, you have to dance. And Krishna dancing. Say, no, Krishna. Yesterday you were dancing so nicely. Today dancing is not good. You have to dance like yesterday. Krishna is trying his best. But still saying, no, we are not satisfied. You should dance in this way. You should dance in that way. And sowing little butter, For 1 hour, 2 hours, they make Krishna as puppet. In Brajbhumi, in Vrindavan, Krishna was not Krishna. He is not Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was puppet in hand of all Brajvasis. This is Krishna. He was not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was not the Maharaj's son. And he had to speak of a king's son. He was not a king's son. He was a coward puppet boy. A doll in hand of all Brajvasis. Because they are all surrender souls. Yes. Surrender souls. He just break down all Vedic etiquettes. Everyone think thief, thief, thief. When Krishna is usually going within the village, everyone calling, ah, Krishna, thief is coming. Thief. Makanchur, Makanchur. He said, yeah, butter thief is going. He only thief. He thief, thief, thief. Wow. He like people should call. You see, we are praying, Krishna, please help me. You are so great. You are very powerful. But in Brajavasi, what is that praying? They are not praying. They are saying these things. A thief is going. You see, a thief? This is Krishna. This is Krishna. From time in immemorial, Veda is just glorifying. With all, you know, all, you can say, valuable spiritual war. You are like this, you are like this, you are apurusayo, you are like that, you are like that. What is Brajbhumi? They are saying that thing. I hope you are not hunter. Rather than saying like that. Yesterday night, where you went? Krishnadrabala is conscious, you are a woman hunter. And Krishna, you like, oh, this, I want to hear all these things. Yeah, like Lalita Visakha, they just, how can you say, opening their hand, closing the gate, Radharani is conscious. They say, no, you cannot. How can you say, untrustful, how can you say, yeah, untrustful person. You are not worthy person to associate with Radha. You don't have a heart. You are a crooked person. You are a crooked person. You don't know. She was so soft. She was whole night. She was crying. And now you are coming. Oh, I want to talk with Radharani. Go on. And she, please. Sometimes, you know, Visakha is very, she's very strong. She's more inclined towards Radha. Not towards Krishna. She's totally Radha's side. And Lalita? Both. She's balancing. Both. Sama. But Visakha is Visama. Fire. She's like fire. If something happened to Radha, she looks like she wants to burn Krishna. And Krishna very fear. When some Visakha, oh, very fear. But Lalita, if some feeling is there within Krishna's heart, he wants to express to Lalita. What? When Krishna just dancing his eyebrow, annihilation takes place. But same Krishna fears to his so-called, we can say, gopis. So-called gopis. What is that? Who can understand these things? And you know, his changing is different. Visakha said, no, in this life, there is no chance. No more chance to meet with Radha. And Krishna, this drama is there. Manavanja, Krishna went. She just left this kuja, she just went to Jamuna beach. And opening all his dress, throwing his all the pickup. Why I will carry fruits? Today I will just throw everything to Jamuna. And changing his, why Krishna wear this dress? How can you say? This silk, yellow dress. Why? Because the yellow color is Radharani's color. He won. And why Radharani wants? Wear blue sari, because blue sari is rather than Krishna's color. And Krishna said, from today, I don't want to wear this dress. And rolling down, you know, a small boy, when mother not giving topi, Krishna was rolling down in Jamuna's beach. Why? Visakha said, Radha said, you can't enter to Kunja. What? Brahmaji and Sivaji, they want dust from Krishna's feet. But he is now rolling. Rijugamaya comes. What is happening towards Krishna? He's saying, oh, Krishna, why you are worried? Oh, Bisakha is so heavy and Radha is also. They're not allowing me to inside Kunj. Oh, you don't know how to meet Radha? I'll just change your dress. Save your hair. And become yogis. And why? Yes. And even at Param, Jagamaya is saying, you see, Krishna in Brajbhumi, he was nothing, a puppet. He was giving lives to everyone, but Brajvasi is giving lives to Krishna. Krishna is such a lover. He's giving his life of everyone. But without Brajvasis, without Radharanis, without Gopi, without Vandamaras, you think I'm dead. Then imagine what sort of surrender, love they have. That one, Krishna wants that thing. Yeah, today I was hearing this lecture, I was preparing this clip, Gurudev is saying, 24 hour Krishna, it doesn't mean 24 hour, you have to utter whole Maha Mantra. One devotee is asking, Gurudev, you are saying 24 hour thinking about Krishna means, always we have to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But this is not possible, you can chant such big mantras. But think about Krishna. Even you say about Krishna, Govinda, think about Krishna. This is also Krishna consciousness. 24 hour. Yeah, this is a surrender process. Why Krishna in Braj Bhumi? You don't know this one? Bhaktivinoda Goswami. Jamuna Tata Chara Gopi Basanahara Rasa Rasa Nanda Godhana Rakhwala. In that verse? In that song, beginning, Aramda Kona? Jasumati Nandana Vrajavara Nagara Gokula Ranjana Kana Gopi Paranandhana Madana Manohar Gopi Paranandhana Madana Manohar Kaliya Damanavila Kaliya Damanavila Amala Harinama There was one word Nanda Godhana Rakhwala. He was taking care of Nanda Maharaj's Godhana cows. Yes. Sometimes he just said Jasoda. Yeah. Because he was destroying so many things when he became angry, just broke down his pop. Ghee pots. I'm going to say this yogurt pot, milk pot. And if Jasumati or Jasoda, she used to say, Krishna, why are you so nutty? What? You nutty? What? Why you saying me nutty? I'm nutty? You are not taking care of me nicely. Whole day I am tending cows, your cows. This is your cows. You sing like that sometimes. Very tricky, you know how to melt heart. Or Jasoda. These cows are belongs to you. Your husband, my father, Nanda Maharaj's cow, Nanda Godhana Rakhwa, these are not my cows, your cows. I am taking care of your cows, but you are not feeding me butter, little butter. And when I am just asking, give me butter or something, you are always complaining and people, you are hearing people's what, people are saying, oh, you are a thief. You are hearing? Whole day I am just in scorching heat, I am just tending cows. Actually, you are not tending cows. He was dancing with gopis, still in Vrindavan, playing. He have only one flute. With his flute, he's just controlling all cows. But he's just performing a drama in front of Jasoda. Whole day, I'm just working. I'm taking care of your cows, and you are blaming me? I don't want to stay in this house. He used to say, I don't want to stay in this house. In this house, there is no love, no trust. Why I will stay here? Then Jasoda said, no, please don't say, I'll die. You know, such a tricky guy. Yeah. Therefore, Radharani used to say, I don't want to believe black persons, black boy. Black boy means he is cheater. This is Radharani's word. You see, Jasoda, way of just all looks like Brajavasis, all they are like mad fellows. Krishna is mad, they are, you know, mad out of love. Jamuna is flowing there. Jamuna's waves is flowing there. But here in Brajbhumi, another waves, madness waves, waves of madness. Everyone, Krishna made everyone mad there. You understand? Everyone. Gopis, they're mad. How to serve Krishna? Krishna is mad. How to take care of cows and gopis? Yes. It different stress, different realizations. And Radhani, she was mad. And her statement sometimes so. He said, I don't want to see any black person. And sometimes when Sarkhinas became high, she's usually saying to Visakha, bring sandal paste. I want to smear over my hair. Because the hair is black. My hair, yes, I don't believe black person. The Brahma, you know, how can you say, bumblebee? Which color? Said, hey, don't come here. Don't come here. You are a friend of, yeah, Brahmar Gita is there. You are a friend of Krishna. You are a cheater. You are a friend of a cheater. What is that? Madness. Wave, prep. Madness of prep. There is another wave. Another river was going in Vrindavan. That is surrender. We don't know. We don't have a vikar. We don't have position to realize all this. What is that love? What is that love? What is such a ecstasy, such a heartfelt realization of Brajavasis? Yuga Yitabh Mahaprabhu, same Krishna comes and saying, Yuga Yitabh Nimishana Chakshusa Prabhusayitam Sunna Yitabh Jagat Sarvam Govinda Virahana. For me, everything by, without Krishna, everything is empty. I don't feel anything without Krishna. One moment is just like one yugas. Yes. Where that is a releasement of spiritual life. And if you surrender at Lotus feet of Guru and Krishna, and we have to pray sincerely, please allow me to serve you. And I don't want to see my back. You understand? I don't want to go back. Run away. I don't have tendency, I will run away from you. I don't want to see my back histories. I don't want to look towards back. I want to look towards front. I want to serve you. This is your duty to arrange. Yes. That is surrender. If I will live, I am your. If I will die, I am your. If I am good, still I am your. If I am bad, still I am your. In your vision, I may be very worst, but still I have proud, I am your. Mentor this brightness. This is real brightness. I am a very bad person, you can say. I am the worst person in this world, but still I am here. This is our pride. I am Krishna's. If a tiger, if an elephant, if a lion, there, within their heart Krishna is staying, I am not like a lion. I am not like a tiger. Krishna is in my heart. Krishna, I know my qualities, know my nature. He is only my center. Yes, this is complete surrenderness. Yeah, like Brajavasis. Yes. You know, Sudama and Subal. Oh, I don't know why this thought is coming. Sudama and Subal, you know. Whenever Krishna is opening his food package. Just opening his food package. And Yashodama is preparing from 3:30, wake up, 3:30 a.m., just wake up, preparing so nice cakes, chapatis, some dry sabjis, everything, with pure ghee, pure milk, sabali, samali. But just after opening the food packages, everyone is snatching. And Krishna, he was laughing, he was releasing, why? All of my friends, they have an intense desire. Jasomati prepare for Krishna. Let them enjoy. Krishna is sharing his own we can say expensive, valuable, loving gift from Yashoda to everyone. This is Krishna. And it sometimes, you know what happened? If Krishna wants to taste once, one cake, something, just eating little, and if it's very tasty, he said, please come, you taste it. It is. This is Krishna. He wants to share his own food. That Yashoda, out of great love, she prepared, but she wants to share the God wise. And Krishna will not maintain us. You want only rice, some sabjis, and you want to stay in this world for 50 years. You will become poor. Then why are you putting tilak? Don't chant Krishna's name. Don't put tilak. Krishna is such a supreme personality of Godhead. He wants to share his own. How can you say? Put own blissfulness to others. Yes, Radharani also said, you know or not? You don't know? Well, how can you say this? Jhulan, how can you say swing? Huh? Swing. Swing, huh? They are swing. Radharani, Krishna and Radharani, every gopis they want. Let Radha Krishna sit over the swing. We can, how can you say? Huh? We can pull. But Radharani, knowingly. How Radha and Krishna? Try to understand. She just come down. And allowing other gopis, let you just go. You sit with Krishna. Krishna is saying, I am only belongs to Radha. But same Radharani, allowing other gopis, let you sit with Krishna. Your blissfulness, Krishna's blissfulness. This is Radha, this is Krishna. And our idea, we want some name, prestige, adoration, some rice, dal, sabji. And this is, you know, this is, there is a saying, yeah, this is saying in Hindi. They used to say, yeah, hath ka khel. Yeah, they used to say. This is my left hand. How can you say this finger? Little finger job. Your maintenance, you want rice, dal, sabji, your house, your car. This is Krishna's left hand, little finger job. If Krishna will do like that, pull. And we are struggling whole life. Oh, Krishna, please help me, I'm in danger. What? What? You can't pray to Krishna like that. I'm in danger in where I may be. Krishna, I'm your. You send what? Why I'll pray to you? Save me. Brahma is saying save me. Indra is saying all karmi demons, all are saying save me. I cannot say like that. I am your. How can I say save me? I'm your. I already give up everything for you. If you achieve this test, then this is what happened. Last one. Yes. Complete surrender. 25. Itam sujanam vaikalbhyam nirikhyam jagadishwaram tamagnim pivatati brahm ananto ananta saktidhru. Seeing his devotees so disturbed, Sri Krishna, the infinite Lord of the universe, possessor of the infinite power, then shallow the terrible forest fire. Yes, this is Krishna. The shallow. Open his mouth and if Krishna for his devotee is shallowing the power, fire, he will not maintain you. Always, if actually you are a devotee, always you think, my necessity is what? Actually, I want to stay in this world. I want one house and some requirements, bodily requirements. This is Krishna's left hand. Little fingers, nails job. not little thing called nail. You know nails? You know, nails. Yeah. You just remove his nail. Just, how can I say? Yeah, just twist his nail, please. Why are you worried about this life? Nothing. And try to surrender with love and affection, natural surrender. Krishna, I am your. Once I said I am your, I am your. Then Krishna, you see, how? Shallow, forest fire. Yes. And this is the training of Krishna consciousness. How to develop our surrender, unconditional surrender, natural surrender, lotus feet of Krishna. And always remind Krishna and pray to Krishna, Krishna, I am your, I am your, I am your. Okay, thank you. Jai Srila Prabhupada Srila Gurudev Granth Rasana Bhagavatam ki jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai Sambed Bhaktavrinda ki jai Nitai Kodramanam.